what breaks your heart?
You know, it's funny. I have, throughout my life, I have a friend that says I have spiritual whiteout, which I thought was a very interesting way to say, like, I don't hold grudges. Like, I'm not a person that's like, oh, I don't believe you did that. And so what that has become has been very much of like, oh, everything's all right. And so for something to break my heart, like, it has to be next level, because I am generally pretty laid back and chill. But I think what comes to mind first is probably from my childhood. My mom had me at 42, and I was her first and only child. And so she never thought she'd have kids. And growing up, she was always on the bigger side. I think some of it was cultural, because growing up, if you're from Belize, a traditional Sunday dinner is rice and peas, chicken, and potato salad. Potato salad is not a vegetable. However, in that world, that's just how the perception was. And so as I got older and she got older, her health never really, she always was trying to be on the other side of it. But I don't think there was ever a foundation or knowledge or awareness of what good health was, even though she was a nurse, she was an orthopedic nurse. And so when I left to go away for college in North Carolina, she went out on disability. And my entire adult, adolescent and adult life was spent taking care of her. Mm. My parents were divorced when I was around 12. And so I saw firsthand how morbid obesity at the highest levels can impact not just a person, but a family and almost a generation. And so it always made me super conscious of just balance. So not necessarily being super healthy, because I mean, I definitely think that everything is moderation and it's important. And I love food. I love good food.
Yeah.
But it's understanding what you need and what you don't need and how you can be prepared to live your best life, especially for the people around you. So when I was in college, my scholarship money would go to helping to take care of my mom and pay her bills, because she couldn't physically do anything. When I graduated school and I moved to Atlanta, she ended up needing to go into assisted living facility. She was around 5 feet, about 430 pounds. She couldn't walk. She had a oversized wheelchair. And so I saw also how most doorways wouldn't be able to fit her wheelchair.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if it's from an education perspective for her, or also how people view and treat people who are either disabled or do have some challenge, because obesity was, it was her, that was her issue to deal with. But at the same time, if she had more knowledge that she could have changed that. On another side, I know that mental illness, especially in the African-American community, is something people don't talk a lot about. And there was depression that led her to that point of being that obese. And so I always think of that situation and that point of my life, and it breaks my heart, because there are so many different levers that could have been pulled in order to change her life, and ultimately mine too, because I had to bear the brunt of that as an only child and ultimately her caregiver until she passed away and had to go to a nursing home. And so much of my life was impacted by, one, her lack of health knowledge, and as well as her lack of getting help from a mental perspective. So I know that's a pretty loaded way to answer that question, but whenever I see it, I'm always trying to help others who, even myself, I have a daughter now who's 5, and she's like, Mommy, let's exercise this morning. I'm like, all right, kid, you know, let's do it. And I realize that I'm now giving her a very different view of what I saw growing up.